Good morning, guys, and another day of expiry, and we are at 25,297. That is what GIFT Nifty is trading at, another 50 points higher. But let's look at what happened yesterday and what were those positions and how we have to start our day and play the expiry today. So welcome, a very good morning. I'm Tanmay Kurtagoti, founder of QC Alpha. You are listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. So Nasdaq, S&P, everyone closed at its record highs, where Nasdaq closed almost 127 points higher, led by Alphabet, which beat the earnings side. SPY was also up to 63.58, 49 points higher, whereas Dow futures is currently trading flat to negative. But Asian markets are rejoicing the Trump's decisions, and trade wars have started to de-escalate, where Trump has given clarity on the tariffs, and Indian tariffs are expected soon. So we might also see some huge gap ups coming in over the weekend. So stay tuned and keep a watch on that as well. So GIFT Nifty is trading around 25,298 as of 8 a.m. today morning, whereas Nikkei is up by another 2%, trading around 41,983, 812 points higher. States is 21 points higher, 0.52 bips. Hang Seng is 0.46% higher, 116 points higher. Taiwan is 26 points higher, 0.11 bips. Kospi is trading strong, 25 points higher, 0.8%. Jakarta, Shanghai, all the Asian markets are trading strong, and a strong momentum has probably emerged. On the commodity side, crude is still subdued and trading around that $69 mark, where currently I can see it trading around 68.67, whereas gold has come down from its highs of 34.06 and currently trading around 33.85 per ounce. Dollar index is at around 97.19, whereas USD INR is trading around 86.41, and INR weakness continues. The support still stands at around 86.15, whereas the resistance now we can see at 86.50 levels. So yesterday again FIs went and sold cash, where they sold around 4209 crores of cash in Indian markets, whereas DIs bought around 4358 crores of cash. So the monthly figure stands for FI at around 26,395 crores sold in this month, whereas DIs have bought around 35,070 crores of equity. So a lot of heavyweights results are there. Bajaj Finance, GG Power, Nestle, REC, Adani Transmissions, Canara Bank, Motilal Oswal, Indian Bank, Supreme Industries, AFL, Apollo, ACC, Emphasis. So a lot of big results are expected today. We'll come to that, but let's see what Nifty is trading and where is that positioning happening. So on the FI and client positioning front, what I can see is clients have still strongly held to their long futures, where long future position currently stands at 1,01,000 contracts, whereas they have sold around 2,19,000 of calls on the option side and around 2,84,000 of puts on the option side. So net they have just 65,000 contracts which are long on the option side. But what I can see is they were selling aggressively puts. Now they have moved to the call side, which I think is a trap, and the positioning was right, and we might see a upside move happening today as well. On the pros side, pros have flipped their position. They were currently long options. They are still long options, so they have around 1,97,000 contracts long on the call side, whereas if I talk about put, they have around 1,34,000 long contracts on the put sides. So overall they have a 62,000 net long position on the option side, whereas on the futures side they are maintaining their long futures at 10,000 contracts. So pros are also bullish, clients are mildly bullish, clients have sold a lot of calls, and I think that can become a trap as of today. So we are going to open around that 250 to 300 mark, where Nifty will face some resistance and probably some pullback towards that 170 to 180 level. 25 170 to 180 levels is where you can look for taking a long bet once again. Today the market doesn't look like a shorting market, where surprises might happen in the second half, but first half looks like primarily we are going to see some rally in the markets coming in. From the sectorial front, all the sectors are showing extremely good strength, where CNX, Finance and Bank Nifty is leading the pack with the strongest momentum, followed by Infra, Met metals and mid-cap as well. So most of the sectors are showing strength, along with auto, CPSC and capital markets are also showing strength and showing strong buy on TK Screener. Whereas on the sell side, we don't have anything. We have FMCG, realty and IT pack, which is in the neutral state. So not a lot of short candidates, but on the long side, a lot of candidates are there. On the commodities front, basically what we can see is that gold is still showing strength and trading around 1,528 mark on MCX, whereas silver is trading at 1,16,533. Both commodities are showing strength and should be bought for, and what is seen by TK Screener. Crude oil is in sell mode, natural gas is still in sell mode, where crude is trading around 5630 and nat gas has come down to 279. We have been sell from almost 300 levels, around 10% drop on natural gas is what we are seeing. BTC has been showing some lackluster and currently can be looked as a neutral candidate. So let's move on to the vol analysis. So 24th July, spot is trading at 25209. Synthetic future is trading around 25228. We might open around 25,270-80 mark. But if we talk about implied volatilities, these numbers are making me crazy. Around 8% annualized vols, which is extremely low, whereas monthly vols on 31st July are trading at 8.44. 28 August vols are trading around 10%. So the recommended trade would be a long calendar, where you would be buying vols for the monthly expiries, because a quarter percent, half a percent move is going to cover the straddle price, which is trading at 25250. Straddle is trading at just 100 bucks. Probably we would open at around 85 or 90 levels. So we might see that 80, 85 going to almost 50 in the next 1.5-2 hours, and then probably some action can happen. So personally feel upside can be looked for today's market. Calendars can be long, calendars can be taken, and butterflies, if you want to take butterflies, can be taken for pinning probably 25350 strike or 25400 as well. So that was all for today, guys. Thank you all for listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay. This was Tanmay Kutagoti. If you like the podcast, please give it a thumbs up, give it a rating and share it with your friends, and see you all tomorrow once again.